Item number 14, project number WA172, General Mitchell International Airport, Terminal Sanitary Sewer Utility Upgrade, page 62.
Sewer upgrade.
It's 62.
62. That's where we begin. Yeah, 62. And the narrative is always on the next page.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, you've seen this project as well. This is the second part of a two-phase project to upgrade the sanitary sewer utility within the airport terminal. It was recognized through a study that the peak traffic that we had experienced in 2011, coupled with recent additions of the food and beverage concessions at the airport, was creating strain in some areas of the airport utility. So we did a study, found these areas, and this is the second part of a two-part project to upgrade the utility.
I'm glad it was found because I see here about Concourse C. Parts were installed many, many years ago, and so there's remediation of that particular situation is being addressed by this project. Supervisor Jersey.
Is this work in conjunction with work that MMSD is doing?
No, this is the private airport utility, sanitary utility, so it's just strictly to add capacity within the airport's building system.
You don't send sanitary sewage to MMSD?
Yes, we do. I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question. Yes, this does eventually make its way to MMSD for treatment, yes.
This is a project strictly on airport that you're doing with regard to the capacity of your own?
Yes.
Sewers?
Yes, within the terminal building.
I think there's some cement liners being removed in some of the riverways near the airport.
Could be. I'm not familiar with that.
Some of the what being removed?
Cement liners in those.
Oh, that's stormwater. That's stormwater. This is sanitary.
Right.
And this is internal, basically internal plumbing. It's within the confines of the terminal building, so it's piping.
Eventually, your
exposed.
Sewer does flow into the MMSD system.
Absolutely, yes.
Any other comments? Thank you. Item number 15.